You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
What's up with it?
Thank you for doing this.
Of course, thank you,
Whitty,
guys.
What's up with it?
Jesus, Mike. What is up with it, Whitty? Tell us what is up with it, huh?
Lots of things are up.
All right.
Lots of things are up.
It's been too long, Renee. We have not seen you in way too long. It is good to see you. Montgomery.
What up, fam?
A Montgomery and Company episode is released today. The guest is Gina Prince Blythewood. She's the director of The Woman King. And also, there's a live pregame show tonight on our YouTube page. Tonight's game three of the WNBA Finals. She is here to show Amin how it's done. Amin flails around on the basketball preview shows and postgame shows and sometimes drinks too much, but Renee is here to be a professional and make Meadowlark Media look good.
Never when I'm on the clock, Dan.
Wow. I have a spoiler alert. We're playing a drinking game to start the pregame show. So, you might want to come through. Snook might just so people know, Montgomery and Co-Pod, my sister, my wife, and my mom are co-hosts. So it's like a legit tight-knit group. Snook might be sipping her tea, but I can guarantee you that Juju, who's coming over tonight, Serena, Cole, they are going to have a little something in their cup.
What time? So, what time are we starting? I will be there. Send me the link.
8:15. So
just
the WNBA
drink,
game
the
tonight is game three. It's a deciding game in the WNBA. So we have a 5-game series. Unfortunately, the Vegas Aces are 2-0, so this could be the game that decides who the champions is. So the game starts at 9 p.m. on ESPN, and we start at 8:15. We're tailgating, a MoCo tailgate.
All right, you guys need to follow what it is that they're doing because it is a family affair. And tonight at 8:15 on the YouTube channel, Renee will host. She hosts stuff for the Hawks. The other day, I'm playing a word game on my computer. She comes up in a commercial for it. She's sitting. I mean, it's all style everywhere I look. So we're grateful for her doing this for us tonight at 8:15.
Renee, definitely. What are your favorite tailgate snacks? We all love tailgating in here. Ooh. So what do you normally, what are your favorite chip and dip combos?
Ooh, chip and dip combos. So it depends. Like if I'm at home and I know who's making the meat, I'm going to have a loaded nachos. I'll probably have some ground meat because actually we put chicken on our tacos. So we don't actually even do ground beef. But I was going to say my best snack for tailgate is ribs because that's what I'm ordering tonight.
That ain't
that's
a not snack. Hold on.
Yeah, it is. Ribs. Ribs. Little ribs.
Little rib tips. Y'all ever had the little rib tips? They put the little thing in it.
Yes. Burnt ends. Ribs are definitely a snack.
Yeah. By the way, we buried the lead.
Eat it with your hands.
We buried the lead. Have an evening, Dan Lebatard, playing computer word games. Wow.
It sounds lovely.
Hey, I'm worried.
No,
Slow down.
Here's the best part. He texts me. He was like, hey, I'm playing this little game or whatever, and I just saw you go across my screen. I thought the same thing, actually. Like, what little games is Dan playing in his free time? he never names it. What game?
I'm worried about you. You're burning the candle, my friend.
What game was it?
I was delighted that the ad, you guys have seen these.
2048?
This is a word scramble game. It's just find a bunch of words in 2 minutes. But when it goes, the reason it's given to me for free is so they can bombard me with Renee Montgomery advertising. I did not know you were in that ad. How much of that is coming your way these days, by the way, Renee? Because it's got to be, there has to be a great deal of joy since you weren't able to make NIL money while you were making a bunch of money for your school in being able to capitalize on your name and likeness now.
No, it's lit. And the thing about it is that I like is that for people like AT&T, they were sponsors of my gala. So they were our principal sponsor of the RMF gala, but then they came in and then they sponsored our small business RME. And then they also came in on the podcast, Dan, and they became sponsors of Montgomery & Co., just so you know. So I like kind of how that works, where brands just come in and they're like, yeah, we want to like lean in on everything. And I'm like, that's what's up. Cause I didn't get none of them ducats. I see the millions going around right now. It's nuts. So yeah, I'm happy for the young bulls though, that are in college getting money, but yeah, I love it. It's great. Everybody eats.
Can you tell us whether tonight you're going to be going toggling back and forth between the WNBA game and Thursday Night Football on Amazon?
Listen, it's always a fight over the TVs. That's why we have two now. So Thursday Night Football, I have to be on the small TV, but the WNBA is going to be live and in living color. I think that, I don't know if people have been watching the WNBA, but it's been as star-studded as you would expect the finals to be. I believe there were like 15 NBA players at the last game. Kyle Lowry, there was a whole large group of them. Ja Morant, I'm going to forget a lot of names. Tyronn Lue is a coach, but like it's star-studded. It's a big event, so we want to kind of give it the energy that, to your point, Dan, that I give to the Hawks, and I host a lot of the Hawks things. Also the Falcons. I just started doing stuff with the Falcons, so yeah, we want to show love to the WNBA.
Sounder that we were working on because anytime someone brags around here, we like to hit them with it.
It might be the first time I wasn't calling for Look at Me Louie. I was calling for Rise Up because he works for the Falcons.
Oh,
I said Rise Up.
Yes, let's break this clip down again, because this was to me the highlight of the Falcons falconing this weekend. There was a bearded drunk person being very loud and was not and really disrespectful to Anthony Mackie in a way that was funny.
If you're a celebrity, we're on the Avengers, you ain't welcome. Rise up, baby. Rise, Anthony Mackie. Show your face if you're going to rep the Saints in Atlanta. We don't want you. Rise up, baby. Let's go. Rise up.
You're disappointing your father. He raised you to be better than him.
Oh.
Be a better man.
Hey.
Be the best man that you can be.
Rise up, baby.
Be a better man.
Rise up.
You're disrespecting your father.
Your father's saying. You disrespecting Atlanta. When you're in the A, you represent the A.
Sir, I'm sorry that your sperm turned out to be.
He's sorry he's an eighth fan. Rise up, baby. We'll watch you. You ain't welcome. Rise.
Listen, I done got about that Atlanta, I'm going to tell y'all, because we lost by 1 point in a heartbreaker, and I was still turned up after the game. Like, we just had the most lit party. So that's very Atlanta of us, I think, now at this point, because we did lose, and I was still turned up after the game.
What are you doing for the Falcons, and is there a better rivalry in that city than Falcons Saints?
Oh, man, I don't know if you can get better than that, because even as we were going to the game, there were like tailgates all down the streets, and the tailgates were actually Saints fans. So I was like, wow, like they traveled here to turn up in the city, even though they weren't even going to the game. So I thought that was crazy. It was 71,000 people in there. Saints came through. They probably had a good 5,000 in the arena. It felt like they made some noise. But what I'm doing now is kind of the same things I do with the Hawks, like activations. You know, I did the like turned up, get turned up thing in the stadium. So that was pretty cool. But hey, where's that music at? I'm not trying to brag, but if y'all gonna do it, y'all better throw some of that music in there. Don't sleep on me here. So I'm trying to be all things Atlanta, Dan. What's up? Same thing like y'all in Miami.
But explain to people, for those who do not know, explain to people why and how Atlanta feels about the Saints the way they do. I know that Bomani, for whatever the reason is, really, really likes to bury Saints fans more than any other fans.
You know, I think it's like, this might not be a common thought, but I feel like a lot of times you fight with people you're most similar to. So we're both a melting pot of a city. We both had that. And so we both are, you know, the Saints have had more success than us, I might say, but it doesn't matter because it's the head-to-head challenges. It's the people against the people. Like, he didn't care that Anthony Mackie was a Avengers. He was like, listen. So I think that's what makes the rival so great. I just go all things the A. I know it goes deep for some people, but for me, it's like I turn up for the A. That's it.
Rise up!
Are you a Braves fan? Do you rise up for the Braves as well?
Rise up!
Well, listen, this Friday, Serena's singing the anthem for the Braves. So I'm turned up for the Braves. We're going to be in the building for the Braves this Friday as well. Look at me,
she's on a roll.
Man, oh man, she really is.
Rise up!
Listen, Dan's throwing the alley-oops. What's up? We going to what's up, Dan?
You are thundering them down like Giannis. I mean, you are catching that thing right here.
Let's go. And Serena's the co-host on Montgomery & Co-Pod for people that don't know. So she'll be there tonight sipping on some scissor. Not really.
Is she nervous about singing Rise tonight? Up. How did it come to be that she was singing the anthem at tonight's Braves game?
Well, let me educate you heathens. Today is the first day of Hispanic Heritage Month. It goes from the 15th to the 15th. So she sung for the Braves multiple times before. This isn't her first time. So I wouldn't say nervous. She just sung for the Dream. What's up? Where's the music at? She just sung for the Dream. She sang for the Hawks. She going back to the Braves. So I don't know if I would say nervous, but we're excited to go to the game and turn up.
She's really nailing she's got a TikTok dance in her that's based on that music, because I don't know, is that you guys breathing hard? Like, what's that sound at the end of Look at Me, Louie? The sound of the air leaving the broadcast. Look at me, Louie.
Yeah,
what is
that? He definitely put something behind it.
He's Metallica now.
He was feeling himself. You could tell on that part.
Andrew Streeter, man.
So for you're serious that basically Serena is going to go straight from singing the anthem to the live broadcast tonight, correct?
No, the game is on Friday. So the broadcast is today. Turn up today, okay. But the game is on Friday.
Oh, my bad. I heard you wrong. I thought she was doing the anthem today. So thank you, Renee. It's always good catching up with you. And find her, will you, tonight at 8:15 on our YouTube channel.
The Levitar Show YouTube page. Give me my anthem on the way out, because I like that. Look at me,
Louie. and Mike, give me one, too, because I said, I'll be there, too. Look at me, Louie.
Rise up!
Tell us more about how you've never been tailgating.
I know, that was such a move at the beginning of that.
Hey, guys, you guys are talking about tailgating? Let's make it about me.
Rise up!
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Let's close it out for the day with Mike Schur, who has made his way into the Zoom, and he has for us a stat of the day. The short version, please, of his introduction.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Folks, nobody threw a complete game yesterday in Major League Baseball, which is not surprising. Nobody throws complete games anymore. In 1968 and again in 1969, Bob Gibson had 28 complete games. And as of today, there have been a total of 28 complete games in all of Major League Baseball. In fact, Bob Gibson had as many career complete games as the following players have in their careers combined: Adam Wainwright, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, Johnny Cueto, Corey Kluber, Zach Greinke, David Price, Madison Bumgarner, Chris Sale, Dallas Keuchel, Max Scherzer, Carlos Carrasco, Derek Holland, Anibal Sanchez, Sandy Alcantara, Trevor Bauer, Gerrit Cole, and Steven Strasburg. And let me just say, for the record, I should properly credit this stat. This stat is courtesy of me, because I looked it up myself because I'm an industry professional and I take pride in my work.
Tony.
I mean, it's totally fair. He's credited every time he's been on here. He's been
every
super
single time.
I mean, you know what? Check.
I missed it once. I missed it once. Ah! I forgot to credit at Stats by Stats. And then you know what happened? I came on the next day and I cleaned it up. Check the tape. I cleaned it up because I'm an industry professional and I take pride in my work.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. This it's a run amok jungle of recklessness around here where they think they can just grab anybody's stats and not tell anybody where they got it from. And you have been a diligent professional. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.